Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a temperature gauge on Bo. See how he feels about this news with Florida's decision to have Billy Napier continue as a head coach in the top line. Is the top line takeaway from an athletic director's letter to folks? If I could find the words to speak well, which I'm not right now.
Yeah.
Making fun of you trip me up.
Well,
that's what you get.
That's what happens. Say it.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm okay with it. And here's why. Because the reports are out, and I'll give Pete Thamel a lot of credit, 70% of Florida's NIL money is locked up in freshmen and sophomores, and that there's a lot of people not only inside the program, but I have said this all along, that this was my feelings, that I thought that DJ Lagway's future at Florida was directly tied to Billy Napier's future. And
meaning so, these kids came, there are still young guys on this roster that came here because he recruited them.
Yes, including me, the most important of them all, which is DJ Lagway. And I think that if Napier was fired, DJ Lagway was going to enter the portal. And to me, the most important player at the University of Florida is DJ Lagway. I think that's why Billy Napier handled him the way he did, even though it was Graham Mertz's team. When he got in and played well, Napier said, I've got to give you playing time.
Yeah. And just one note from the athletic director's letter. This is from A.D. Strickland. He said, in these times of change across college athletics, we are dedicated to a disciplined, stable approach that is focused on long-term, sustained success for Gator athletics, for their athletes, recruits, and fans.
And I know that it's probably the cool thing, and I'll come at this from obviously a non-Florida angle. I think it's like a cute thing on the socials to be like, you know, for other teams and other fan base to be like, yes, we like that. You know, I think there was a number of Alabama fans like 10 years ago that were in the keep Gene Chizik t-shirts. You know what I mean? Everybody wanted Gene Chizik to stay at Auburn. I don't think that way, man. This is a team that despite everything that has gone wrong, because they have had, it seems like, one massive injury in every position group on their team, they continue to play hard, and I think there's a lot to be said about that, and that's usually how I take a temperature gauge of what is going on, because I think that when a team is playing hard, you keep that coach around, because obviously that team's, especially nowadays.
Well, two things for me. A, DJ Lagway's dad was extremely excited on social media about this.
There you go.
B, I appreciate Scott Strickland putting it out there now. Because
that's a phenomenal point.
Because I hope now DJ Lagway doesn't feel pressure to push himself to play. And I hope Billy Napier, regardless of whatever you guys think, oh, they're always going to do the best. The coach always says, I'm going to do the best thing for the player. I hope now Billy Napier doesn't push and press him to play if he's not ready. If he's ready, if he thinks he's good, by all means play. But do not rush out there to save this coach's job or to save your own job and rush the player out there. Because DJ Lagway's future to me is the most important thing for this program, and his health is a part of it. And it might sound like I'm being a little bit program first and not about the player, but they go hand in hand.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's a good move. It's funny to me because you start to see the ripple amongst the SEC and college football of, okay, if Billy Napier is staying put, because I think everybody would probably point to the fact that you expected Napier to be fired at some point, and you expected Florida to be the number one job that would come available this offseason. I don't think there's any doubt about that. When you look at college football landscape, all the main programs have their guys kind of locked up, at least for a couple of years. So you would say Florida would have been in the pole position in terms of those coaches. The ripple effect as you move on down through college football, you're going, man, so that guy might not move. You know, Lane's not moving. So Ole Miss ain't coming open. So all this stuff on, you know, kind of down the road, and you go, man, it really does feel like almost a gridlock right now in terms of SEC coaches.
Well, I was going to elaborate on that because you sent that in our group chat yesterday, wanting to talk about, this is the first time in a long time, at least as it stands right now, that we are not going to see an SEC coach lose his job during the season.
Yeah.
Again, as it stands right now. But right. There are a number of people on looking at a hot seat list, and I hate even using that phrase because,
sure,
again, people's
yeah.
jobs and livelihoods. But Sam Pittman in Arkansas, so he is no longer basically on the stove.
It's cooled a little bit.
It's cooled
for sure.
A little bit is what I'm seeing here. And then with even new addition like Oklahoma, mm-hmm. now people are kind of assuming maybe Brett Venables will not last.
That's the
next
one.
Year.
Yeah. That's the
I
one
know.
That I could see getting off the rails over the last few weeks and wondering if. But I think they've gotten a little bit better too, and they've got a big game ahead of them this weekend.
I personally don't think Mark Stoops should be in trouble. They did just kind of secure him a couple of years ago, I believe. But if it can, if Kentucky ends up at 3-9, 3-10, I think they play a 13th game. I'm not 100% sure. Please don't quote me on it. That one I could look at. Has it just kind of run its course?
Yeah,
because he's been there a while.
Remember, he attempted to go to A&M last year. So
well, they definitely came calling.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that one looks like. That's the only one I think, maybe. I think Jeff Lebby's going to get more time. I think
Hugh Freeze.
They can't afford it. Yeah.
I don't think they can afford it, and I also think that they're a little bit in the let him get his guys in there realm for some reason still, quarterback-wise. I think you got a good point with Sam Pittman. I'm a Sam Pittman guy. I don't know why Arkansas would move on yet. I think Arkansas – I had this debate and this conversation with Arch and West.
They've already hit their over this year.
Well, I had this conversation with Arch and West about what Arkansas has been in the past, and we kind of disagreed because I was like, I think the reality of what they were in the past is not what they are now despite the Walton money that they have there and all this other money with these
– Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think Arkansas is 8-5 every year, and I think that's – maybe you can get a player in and with the portal and with the Walton and the Tyson money and be 13-0 one year, but it's not so easy for anybody to be 13-0.
I'll say this too. We always hated playing Arkansas, and there's a lot to be said about that. When you had the, I played in the Darren McFadden, Felix Jones era, and you did not like seeing Arkansas come calling. We had a number of overtime, last-minute kind of finishes with Arkansas over the years, and that was never a fun game. They're just gritty. And then when you see the fact that Arkansas was able to roll on Tennessee the way they were, that their over-under going in the year was 4.5. They've already hit that. And I think there's a lot to be said about that team moving forward and the fact that Sam Pittman is able to get those guys to play at a high level even when they don't have superior talent. And so I think we're all kind of hitting around it. Brent Venables to me is the closest one because there is such a high standard at that program. And when you look at what's going on at Texas, I don't know that they're keeping lockstep. But again, everything surrounding the ability of these players to just move on at the drop of the hat, I think you're less quick to kind of pull the trigger on getting coaches out of there.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.